what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they make excellent transitions into our teaching. That's right. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media does an excellent job of brain bleaching. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Oh, good. Also, your phone calls and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I can mess up any introduction on any radio show any day I want. I'll be the host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I think I just proved that by missing the line about Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow.
Well, Dave, I did that last week. I pressed the wrong button, so yeah. It's me and you. We're all right.
It's just like, oops. Anyway, here's it. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, have you guys figured that out yet? You have to figure this out. Here's what this show is about: honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what this show is about: drawing closer to the Lord one step at a time. That's what the show is about. We go through all of these intros just to get you ready for one thing. To get one step closer. So just understand, even though we have no idea what's going to happen, we don't care. Because for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, that thingy. Do we hesitate to ask others for prayer? Do we ever hesitate to ask others for prayer? Because we don't want to seem needy. We don't want to appear to be weak in our Christian faith. Oh, isn't that nice? Pride keeps us from getting access to the power of God. Isn't that nice? Hey, do we ever do that? Oh, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness because that would be sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. You can call that number from Dallas. 972-445-0770. You can call that number from San Diego. 972-445-0770. And when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is talking to a person that has the gift of encouragement. So we encourage you to call
him.
What
a blessing, Dave. Thank you for that one.
You have an awesome gift of encouragement, and we appreciate it. Here is something you need to know. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Maybe you've got a praise report. Maybe you got something that's on your heart. You want to share it? Cool. Let's do it. You can call us. We just told you that. You can also text us because some people are like, you know, the call thing. Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't want you guys to do anything weird. Okay, that's cool. You can text us 214-210-8483. Let me say that a little slower. 214-210-8483. Let me say that with a little bit of a different voice.
214-210-8483.
Kind of like an elevator speech there.
Not bad.
That's all right. You can also email us during the show, which is cool. You can email us david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@, you know, the little A thing with the little circle around its head. Hemustincrease.org. Yes, I know it has a name. I don't care. david@hemustincrease.org as well. We're going to send you up to the website. There's so many things on the website. In fact, some people really did enjoy yesterday's second segment of the show, the last 60 minutes. We did actually put a transcription up there. It's unedited. It's not perfect, but it's under Spoon the Pot So if you go onto the website, I'm going to tell you about the website in a second. Here's the other thing about that. If you go on the website, there's just cool stuff there. And you can check it out, and it gives you a flavor for what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish. We are also looking for people to partner with us. You will not get a Maserati. You will not get, I can't give you a Rolls Royce. Not going to happen. I can't promise you that after you give to us, you're going to get a jet plane.
No special water?
No special water. No, I'm not going to send you a Bible. Wait. This is one of the best ones. That has specifically been anointed by the minister. As though that could ever matter. Are you kidding me? It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, if you give, we'll give you a receipt at the end of the year. And then you and your accountant can figure out what to do with that. But that's all we're going to give you. And a big thank you, because we're trying to advance the kingdom of God. In this way, we just kind of do it together. That's the whole goal. Our scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. That is a very good spirit of giving. You can do that on our website where the little boxes that says donate. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I think that there's so many things you can say that is, but I have to say that's one of our brains at one point or another.
I was thinking that, Dave. I was like, that's kind of like Dave Brain
right there,
like going firing off.
Yeah, it's like there's really good, and then there's like the bird sound, and then there's like somebody, you know, getting smacked on. It's all that. That's how it goes. All right, back to the happening. I do want to give an update. We want to express Thanksgiving. So Dr. Jesse was not able to locate his brother for several days and just sent a text earlier and said that he was able to locate. I was able to send that off to Dynamite D just while Dynamite D was praying about it.
Dave, you sent that. I cut my phone off when I was praying, and I cut it back on 15 minutes later. But as you sent that, I was specifically praying for his brother, and I told you that in text.
There you go. And isn't that cool? Like, before you ask, I will answer. I love that. I love that. Just right there. Hold on. Before you ask, I will answer. No, we're going to get into the test, but just listen. Just listen. Listen to this. I've told you this story before, but it is outright absolutely phenomenally cool. So I'm in Flagstaff, Arizona. No money for the kids. I've told you this story, but it's so good, right? No money for the kids for Christmas. And yes, I know some people are like, Christmas, pagan, blah, blah, blah. I got it, okay? But you know, if you take something and you pour it before the Lord and yield it to him and try to honor him with it, he's not complaining, so stop complaining, okay? So anyway, I wanted to get my kids. They were all young, you know? I mean, Josh is going to turn 40. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, my kids are young, but this is when he was, you know, 7. So we wanted to get him Christmas presents, da-da-da. No money. Zero. Zippity-doo-dah. Right? Nothing. Prayed to the Lord and said, look, I'm not looking. I'm never looking for that. I've turned away from that. But if you can help us out somehow, please, that'd be just so awesome so that we can get the kids' presents. That'd be great. I went out and literally within, I think it's 30 minutes. I might have said 60, but it's like 30, 45, 60 minutes. Go out to the mailbox in Flagstaff, Arizona. Pull out the thing. There was a letter from England. You got to just think about that. Wow. England. How long does it take to get from here to England? Well, a letter from Texas to California seems to now take 7 days. So from England might be 12 years. Anyway, the whole idea is in the letter was something that somebody had gone to the church that we had in Flagstaff, and they sent a letter and said, this is for you and your family, not for the ministry. We want you to use it for this Christmas holiday. You know, the Lord bless you, and so on and so forth. Now, that was sent to me before I made the prayer.
Wow.
Now you understand, before you call, he will answer. It's just like, how cool is that? It's like, oh, that is fascinating. Okay, everybody, KBRT 12, okay, bright like the sun, 1240 a.m. and KAAM 770, the Amen station. You guys get ready, because now we're going into Psalms 39, verse 7. Psalms 30. I just had to share that story. Stuff like that's cool.
Dave, I think that story was also interesting that you were humble enough to share that. I think now you hear so many people going through things like you're not immune to it. Here you are, a man of God. You know, you preach, you talk, but you were going through a struggle. And I think that's admirable to let you know, hey, I'm human like everyone else.
I might be worse human. I don't want to talk about that. But I mean, I'm just like, you know, And then I grew up with guilt. So you guys should just really understand how that works. Seriously, you think you feel guilty. You know, I see a Jewish mother saying one thing to a child. Flooding my mind is 15,000 times. You never call me. Anyway, let's just move on. Psalm 39, verse 7. Psalm 39, verse 7. Here's what it says. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is a vapor. Hear my prayers, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, so I may regain strength before I go away, and I am no more. I love this, and there are people who are reading this going, now wait, I'm not understanding, because in some of this passage he's saying this, and it doesn't make sense because there's some of the other places he said this, and okay, stop. You are a human being. I am a human being. We are at a functional, dysfunctional capacity in spiritual wisdoms and in truths. But watch what David shows us as the progression of genuine faith moves us. First, he says, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. So this is the key. We wait for God to bring the answers and deliverances for our struggles. That doesn't mean we get to complain while we're waiting, which some of us do without using the holy word complaint by going to the Lord and saying, in case you forgot, it's like kind of like we just like, it's that lack of patience. It's the same thing people do. I want patience. I want it now. You know, it's that kind of same thing. And so there's some people, some theologians and some scholars, which is totally cool people. It's like some people believe this is a direct reference to David's sin, but there's another group that believes it's connected to David's illness. You know what? If you're going to pin me down, I don't know. It kind of sounds like the sin, but I guess it could be illness. Here's the thing. Either way, you know what he's doing? He's asking the Lord to be the deliverer because he knows this one thing. The only answer is in God. And every time we try to take it up upon ourselves, all we do is delay the deliverance. Uh-oh. Is that a repeat line? Every time we take it upon ourselves to do the things that we think God should be doing, we delay his deliverance. Well, what do you mean we delay his deliverance? Well, because we're operating in a spirit of self and we're thinking we can help God and he's just pulling back and waiting until we're done. It's kind of like this, and don't be offended. But if you're offended, I understand. He's going to let the stupid fulfill itself and then he'll help. It's like, okay, you guys are going to try to do that? Let me know. I'll be right here the whole time. And so that's really important because when we step in or overstep or push beyond, what happens? It delays the deliverance that the Lord's bringing. The next Bible verse, or the next verse, he says, deliver me from all my transgressions. Some of our transgressions, by the way, we know about, and some we don't. I'd like to point that out, that there are sins of ignorance, that we don't even know we're doing that. What we need is God's help in dealing with the ones that we do understand and get and help ask him to give us insight, and then he asks for mercy and grace and forgiveness for the ones we don't understand. If you've done something that's offensive before the Lord, you may have, and you probably have, which is why in the sacrifices there's a whole segment of forgiveness for ignorant sins. It's probably just a good idea to go, hey, if I did anything else I don't know about, nah, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to do a little bit better job walking in you, walking through you, and walking by you. And so if I've done something, please don't be irritated. Just show me so I can work on that and we can work on that in partnership. Now, again, this is not a judicial aspect, and we've talked about it before, and we talked about this last week. This is not you going before God as the judge only in your mind, because in our minds we always think of this as, you know, right, wrong. you know? Guilty, not guilty. Sometimes you just come before the Lord as your dad. And you say, I need some help, man. Do you ever go to anybody who's a spiritual authority or a parent or somebody who's got wisdom and just ask for advice, help, insight, comfort? Yeah, just do that with your father, who's the perfect parent. And I do want to say this because some people, I want to be careful how I say this, and I don't want anybody to get upset with me, but there's a lot of, you know, God would never let anything bad happen. God isn't, everything bad is Satan, everything good is God. Okay, well, in the same verse we just talked about, David said, remove your plague from me. So, I just want to say, remove your plague from me. This is David saying to God, okay, that's enough of the plague. Done. Hello? And so while it won't put to rest the idea that everything is good is from God and everything bad is from Satan, it helps us understand the Lord allows things to happen to us for a purpose, for a reason. And you want to know what the real reason is before you get all theological? It's simply this. When the Lord allows those things to come into our lives, it requires us to learn from them, to draw upon Him, and to draw closer to Him, and to find deliverance with Him in our situation. And that's what you want in the first place. You want to draw closer to the Lord. Well, sometimes it takes adversity to find out how deep the commitment of God goes. You know, in a relationship, it's not just the good times that give you definition on the relationship. It's how you handle the bad times, isn't it? And so when we do that, just think about that. When we do that and we learn to draw closer and we draw upon the Lord more and we draw deeper in than ever before and we find our deliverance from Him, it helps us in our overall relationship with Him. It's like, isn't that cool? It's like, well, that is just
It really is, Dave. And it's like when you understand even God's discipline, my prayer and just a little inside, I'm like, God, don't crush me if you're disciplining me. But in His discipline, He points you back to why He wants you to be a certain way. And I'm like, you're so amazing, God.
Yeah. I mean, it's all of everything you go through always go all roads point back to God. This is like, well, what about them? All roads. I still love what I heard Oral Roberts say. I heard him do it live. Okay, he said, I started off and he did it at the 12 o'clock time. He had a little clock, like kind of image. And he said, I started at 12 o'clock. And he goes through all this stuff. So he goes, and here I am multiple years later. He goes, I'm right back to the 12 o'clock. Like, you got it. All right, trivia question. Let's see how you guys do on this one. How did the Pharisees and Sadducees tempt Jesus? How did they tempt Jesus? Number one, by arguing with Him. Number two, by challenging Him to a boxing match. Or number three, by asking for a sign. That's your trivia question. That's right. That's how we ask Him. I'll say it again. How did the Pharisees and Sadducees tempt Jesus? By arguing with Him. By challenging Him to a boxing match or by asking for a sign? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. As well, you can text in 214-210-8483, or you can send a text, david@hemustincrease.org. How did the Pharisees and Sadducees, and primarily it was the Pharisees, by the way. Remember, I pulled this stuff out of a book. How did the Pharisees and the Sadducees tempt Jesus or try to tempt Jesus? They did it by arguing, or they did it by challenging Him to a boxing match, or they asked Him to show a sign.
How did I miss the boxing match one? That's funny.
Put him up.
They defeated him with a stroke of a pen.
Let's see how many people remember this one. Put him up. That's an old cartoon. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. How did they try to tempt Jesus? Sadducees and Pharisees. Again, you can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So there's a couple of really good lines that came out of that earlier teaching that I want to, you know, key in on. And that this thing that we try and take control, when we step in for God, we delay the deliverance because we're taking an an absolute position that says, we're going to help you out, God, because apparently everything you do is not sufficient. And that just delays his action until we're like done. And then he's like, okay, now I'll help you. It's like, that's a really, really pertinent point. And additionally, for us to understand that whatever we do go through, difficult or not, it points back to him. And pointing back to him, well, I'm going to go out on a limb and be one of those weird Christians that probably will guess this correctly, but a lot of you out there have said to the Lord, I want to be as close to you as I can. Did you ever say that? Did you ever think God's still answering that prayer by what he lets you go through? Uh-oh.
We can end the show on that one, Dave. Wow.
That is a pretty good mic drop. That one right there. It's just like, wait. Oh, Lord, I want to be closer to you no matter what it takes. And then the first big trial comes along and it's like, okay, but I didn't mean like this.
Not like that.
It's just like, okay. In the next verse, he says, when with rebukes you correct men for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like the moth. Surely every man is a vapor. He's not calling him surely. He's just saying surely or certainly. That's a joke. And then like a vapor. James 4:14, your life is like a mist. Your life is like a vapor. We already know that. Nice connection there. Maybe that's where James picked his up. And then he says this in verse 12, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears. Now watch, because this is really important. For I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. And you're sitting there thinking, but you know, there's places where David said the opposite and so on and so forth. This isn't David praying the truth. This is David praying, get ready, the feelings. You have to understand the difference. He closes this out, and I want you to really understand this, okay? He's sharing that his tears are real. His feelings are just overwhelming. Look, here's the thing about our feelings. You don't deny your feelings as a Christian. That's absurd. David expresses his feelings. He's like, I'm a stranger with you, right? That's how he feels. That's not his theology. That's his state of being. That's where he's at. And so he's sharing that. His feelings are that he and God are estranged. They're separated. He feels like a stranger, and he can only exist as if the Lord will save him. Now, God is not away from David in that capacity. That's the truth. But how it feels is very powerful. But we've said this before, and we'll say it again. The truth is the first engine or the first car on your train. People are like, no, love. No, because the way the world defines love is perverse. The truth. Biblical love is not world love. You know, love is love. No, it's not. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So that's just a lie. The truth is the first one. It doesn't mean you don't have feelings, but the feelings don't run the train system. You don't deny it. But there are expressions of honest feelings before the Lord, and this is one of them. I'm a stranger with you. Where are you, man? I need your help. Move your gaze away from me. You're killing me here. Before I go away and I'm nothing left, I need some help. And you need to understand that the Psalms are what? They're songs. The word psalm means songs, and he's singing. And what's one thing we know about songs is that they have a phenomenal capacity of communicating a person's inner being and their state of being. And that's what he's doing. So David, in his Psalms, he speaks faith, he speaks confidence, he speaks trust, he speaks hurt, he speaks feelings, he speaks distance. He speaks all of that just like you do. And what's beautiful about that is that you and I should read this and go, well, that guy, he gets me. Yeah, because he's one of us. He gets it fully. That's what's cool about the Lord, is this is why it's in the Word. So what I want you to catch out of that is that David knows his deliverance is coming from the Lord, but he's hurting, and he needs to express that hurt before the Lord. And sometimes I'll come before the Lord, and I'll say, I hate this. I said, but I surrender to it, but I still say I hate it. Because you want to know why? Because I hate it. That's why. How about that? God's big enough to take the truth. You know what I'm saying?
And I think God loves that honesty, Dave. I really do.
I think it's exceedingly important. All right, trivia question. Here we go. Trivia question was, you know, how did the Pharisees and Sadducees tempt Jesus? By arguing, by challenging him to a boxing match, or by asking for a sign? The answer is asking for a sign. For those of you in San Diego, you can keep listening by going to hemusincrease.org. For those of you in Texas, hang on. We'll take a short break. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.